بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد supplications that is du'as to make at bedtime one is istighfar that is seeking forgiveness from Allah تبارك وتعالى سيدنا أبو سعيد رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever recites the following supplication before going to sleep will have all his sins pardoned, that will generally mean the minor sins, even though they were equivalent to the foam of the sea, or the number of leaves on trees, or equivalent to the number of days of this world. The dua is simple, something that we hear all the time. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah alladhi لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه used to recite استغفار seeking forgiveness from Allah تعالى 12,000 times daily. He also had a string which had 1,000 knots. He would not go to bed before completion of the recitation of استغفار. Tasbih Fatimi. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Ali and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, should I not show you a supplication which is better than possessing a slave? When you retire to bed, recite Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 33 times. This is better for you than owning a slave. The narration recorded by Imam Dawood rahmatullah alayhi reports one should recite Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times, completing the number of 100. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that they never omitted this practice from the day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed them to carry it out till the end of their lives. Even on the day of the historic battle of Siffin, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu managed to read this tasbih late at night. Note, many merits have been documented regarding the benefits of reading this tasbih prior to sleeping. Hafidh ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi has written that whoever routinely carries out the above practice will be able to accomplish difficult tasks with much ease. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has written that the benefits of this tasbih have been proven time and again. When recited at bedtime, it repels all tiredness and gives one renewed stamina. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.